First of all, David, let's start by recapping what the measure was about for people who haven't been following Sonoma politics lately.
It's a very simple, fundamental question, but it was expressed in a sometimes confusing way. The concern was that Sonoma is becoming too much of what one proponent called a wine country Disneyland, that wine tasting rooms and tourism venues are changing the character of this very historic town. Now, whether that's true or not depends on who you ask. And one of the underlying facts is that a huge percentage of the city's revenues come from tourism-related sources, including the so-called bed tax. So the hotel measure proposed to limit new hotels and limit the expansion of existing hotels to no more than 25 rooms, unless the previous year's occupancy rate for every form of lodging in the city reached 80%. But 80% for a year is unheard of. The average for Sonoma and for the nation is around 65%. So the folks who were campaigning to limit hotels, in practical terms, were saying no more hotels over 25 rooms ever.
So that was the context. What was the vote?
Well, the vote was a fairly close vote. Measure B was defeated by 92 votes. That's a little bit less dramatic when you consider that there were only 3,623 votes cast. So the voter turnout was only 56% of total registered voters in Sonoma.
From the outside, it appeared this was a fairly divisive measure in the town of Sonoma. What's the aftermath of that likely to be going forward?
I don't know. I mean, it happened last night, and there was a lot of jubilation on the anti-Measure B side, and the pro-Measure B folks packed it up and went home rather quietly around 9:50 last night when the results began to show. It was quite divisive. I think it began degenerating into personal attacks from one side against the other across the board. I certainly found myself being attacked. But I think what could come out of this is a positive reflection and discussion and maybe a collaboration among a variety of interests to help further define how Sonoma should grow and what its goals and objectives should be.
David Bowling, thanks very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.